The Gospels According to Love audio, March 31st, 2005, John chapter 4, Woman at the Well. The Pharisees heard that Jesus received and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize but his disciples. So Jesus left Judea and departed into Galilee, with his affairs taking him through Samaria. Jesus came to a suburb of Samaria, whose name is Zechar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was in Sychar. Jesus, being wearied with his journey, sat himself on the well. It was about the sixth hour of the evening. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me to drink." In the meantime, his disciples had gone to the city to buy meat. Then the woman said to Jesus, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me to get you a drink, which am a woman of Samaria?" The Jews are not to have dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered her and said, "If you knew the gift of love and who it is that said to you, 'Give me to drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From where then do you get living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank thereof himself along with his children and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. Whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give them shall never thirst. The water I give shall be in them a well of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to Jesus, "Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither do I have to come here to draw." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband to the well." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have spoken well. I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and he you have now is not your husband, and that you spoke truly." The woman said to Jesus, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. You say that in Jerusalem is the place we ought to worship?" Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither worship in this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is in love. The time comes and now is when the true worshipers of love shall worship in spirit and in truth. Love is spirit, and they that worship love must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said to Jesus, "I know the Messiah comes, which is called the Christ. When Christ has come, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I that speak to you am he." About then, Jesus' disciples arrived and marveled that he talked to a woman. Yet no man said, "What is it that you seek?" or, "Why do you talk with the woman?" The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city. She said to the people, "Come see a man who told me all the things that I ever did. Is this not the Christ?" The people went out of the city and came to Jesus. In the meantime, his disciples prayed to him, saying, "Master, eat." Jesus said to them, "I have meat to eat that you do not know of." Therefore, the disciple questioned one to the other, "Has anybody brought him anything to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My meat is to do the will of the love he sent me and to finish love's work. Do you not say there are yet 4 months, then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. Those that reap receive wages and gather fruit to life eternal. Therefore, both they that sow and they that reap may rejoice together. This is where the saying is true, that one sows and the other reaps. I sent you to reap that whereon you invested no labors. Others labored, and you continue in their labors." Many of the Samaritans of that city believed in Jesus for the sayings of the woman that testified, "He told me all that I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to Jesus, they asked him if he would stay with him. He stayed there 2 days. Many more believed because of his own words and said to the woman, "Now we believe not because of your sayings. We have heard Jesus ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." After 2 days, he departed and went into Galilee. Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. Then when he came into Galilee, the Galileans received him. Having seen all the things that he did in Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went to the feast. When Jesus left Jerusalem, he went to Canaan of Galilee, where he had made the water into wine. There was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When the man heard that Jesus was coming out of Galilee, he went to Jesus and asked him if he would come and heal his son, because his son was at the point of death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The nobleman pressed Jesus, "Come to where my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your son lives." The nobleman believed the words that Jesus had spoken to him, and he went his way. As he was returning home, his servants met him and told him, "Your son lives." Then he inquired of them the hour he began to show sign of healing. They said to him, "Yesterday at the 7th hour the fever left him." With this the father knew that it was the same hour in which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives." So he himself believed, as well as his household. This is the second miracle that Jesus had done as he was coming out of Galilee. Chapter 4, Gospels According to Love Audio, March 31, 2005.